Righto. I've warned you up for this. Oh, it stopped quickly. Does it always do that? Stop as suddenly as that?
It's not supposed to. I'm working on it.
Right, I want to know who Margot is, please. What's Margot all about?
Cool. Yeah, so Margot is kind of meant to be like my alter ego, or anyone's alter ego. I guess the way I was writing it, the point of view I was writing it from, I like went to like an all girls school, and growing up like queer in that kind of environment was pretty tricky, so I think I kind of faked who I was a lot and put on this front that maybe definitely wasn't me. I just called that Margot. I was actually called Margot up until the day before I was born, and then my parents were like, nope, that's a Natalie, which I'm pretty devastated about. Sorry if you're listening, Mum, but I love the name Margot. But yeah, I think I always wanted to be called Margot, and maybe I was trying to be the person I wanted to be, which was like this kind of like straight chicky who liked wearing heaps of dresses and stuff, which maybe isn't true at all. So
ever.
Right. So yeah, so that's Margot. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I was listening to the lyrics and I can't remember them at the minute, but it just prompted me to ask that question because I just felt like I wanted to get to know Margot a little bit.
Yeah, but I think it could be kind of anything because Joel was saying something about, you know, you relating to Margot through your time in school trying to be someone you're not, too, maybe in a different way.
Yeah, I think just Margot in general is a good representation of trying to be someone that that you're not and trying to put on a front. And like anyone can relate to that.
Yeah, totally.
In their own way.
Totally. I've been in... I could, but I won't. Right, I'm just going to ask you a couple of really, really important questions now. So the first one is, if you could take one artist's entire back catalogue with you on a desert island, who would it be? Don't overthink it.
Like. Does anyone feel like they're ready to start?
Yeah. I would probably end up taking the Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
Back catalog. Like, I grew up loving the self title, and then when I was like a youngin' or a little bit younger, I remember when Humans came out, and there was a bunch of cool tracks on that, and then even Plastic Beach. Just the whole thing for me has really like soundtracked a lot of like the times I've had, even like mainly the instrumental tracks to like a certain extent off some of the early stuff, like really has just been like my lifetime background music, and have always gotten lots of inspo and like fun out of the how collaborative like Damon Albarn's like recording processes and all that cool stuff. So Gorillaz.
Driving music for me.
Yeah.
If I'm driving anywhere, I've got, and I always play the full albums as well, not on playlists.
Yeah.
But driving, Gorillaz, boom.
I've had the exact same thing. I was working a super early job for about 6 months a couple of years ago, and every single morning I put on that self title and just bop my head along with that. And I guess with the whole desert island thing, you know, plastic beach, that's kind of an island, you know.
Totally. It's a beach.
Yeah.
All right, we've got time for one more. Who'd like to have a crack at that? And then I've got one last question, and then we need to do the question to win the tickets. Let's do that now.
Let's do that.
So have you got one?
Okay. The question is, drum roll please. Thank you very much for the drum roll. What was There's a Tuesday formerly, is that what you say, formerly?
Yeah.
Known as, There's a Tuesday is still a part of the title, but there are some extra words. If you know the answer, text in and you can win yourself 2 free tickets to our show tonight at the church.
So the number you need is 021-738-985. Get Googling. Googling is allowed. Get Googling. What was the previous name? And it's quite a long name, I'll give you a clue. I don't know, I can't remember how many words are in it, but I can understand why you reduced it down to There's a Tuesday. Okay, so 021-738-985. These tickets are hot. So jump on that. It's great to be able to get some free tickets. It's at the church, which is a great venue, and they sell fantastic beer actually.
They really do
sell good beer. Okay. Okay, one last question. If you could destroy an artist's entire music catalogue and delete them from the planet, who would it be?
Katy Perry.
There we go.
I reckon.
Are we unanimous on
get
that?
Get out of that spaceship, bro.
Yeah, like, she's kind of a waste of studio time. Like, give that to someone who could actually use it well.
Shots fired.
I hope Katie is not listening. Katie, block your ears, mate.
Well, she might. It's going out on the tinterweb.
I feel like she probably didn't need to just go up in a spaceship last week, but that's all good.
That seems a bit
who does though, to be fair, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that money could have been used to do some cool things, but yeah, that's totally all good. I hope Katie had a good 11 minutes up there.
On the subject of space and people spending ridiculous money, I saw a photo of Elon Musk the other day, and I'm convinced he is actually evil. Yeah. Like, I think he is. I saw his eyes, and I'm 100p. Like, dude, he need. I mean, I'm not a violent person. I'm a pacifist, but I tell you what, I wouldn't cry if he wasn't on the planet anymore.
He's an evil lizard.
Horrible. That's what you said before. He's one of the lizard people, isn't he?
Maybe we'll change from Katy Perry to deleting Elon Musk.
Let's delete Elon Musk altogether. Yeah. And all his stupid cars. Okay, well, we're just about at time. We've got one last track to play. Do you want to introduce the last song?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
We're going to go for a track called Cottonmouth, which is our most rock and roll song because there's distortion, etc.
Yes, there is distortion. At the beginning, actually, I think.
Yeah. At the very top. Yeah. We actually even paid to get a radio edit of that song and we've never even used it, I just realised.
This one's 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's not it.
All right, so
this is the last song. It's 4 minutes long. We're going to go slightly over time. I'm sorry about that. We did say half an hour, but we'll play Cottonmouth and then we'll say goodbye after that.
Yeah, amazing.
That sounds good.